In the name of Jesus. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ, Paul faces in his letter to the Philippians the first stages of his trial in Rome before the emperor. Whether or not he will be found innocent and released, or whether he will be poured out like a drink offering and die at the emperor's whim, he does not know. Not only does Paul not know how it will go, he seems extraordinarily unconcerned which of the two possibilities it will be. For to live, declares the apostle, is Christ, to die is gain. What he therefore instead knows, what to him matters above all else, is that what has happened has served to advance the gospel. So much so, adds the apostle, that it has become known throughout the whole imperial guard, throughout Caesar's household, and to others too, that Paul's imprisonment is for Christ. So that most of the brothers, adds the apostle, having become confident in the Lord by my imprisonment, are much more bold to speak without fear. For like the apostle, they too have come to know what singularly informs the mind and the heart of the servant of Jesus, whose only reason for living is the grace and peace of the Son of the Father. Christ is proclaimed, declares the apostle, with the writing of his letter, with what he knows full well may be his own final farewell. And in that I rejoice, he adds. I will not be ashamed. With full courage, now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. Be of the same mind, exhorts Paul. Have the same love, be in full accord with one another. In humility, count others more significant than yourselves, like Christ himself, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of a man. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every other name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, urges Paul, do thou likewise in your company with one another, without grumbling or questioning, shine as lights in the world. For even if I am to be poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrificial offering of your faith, declares the apostle, I am glad and rejoice with you all. Whatever gain Paul otherwise ever managed to secure in this life, he counts now as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, declares he, I counted everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and may share in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain to the resurrection of the dead. Wow. No regrets, no complaints, no dire warnings, no indication of any one thing being anything other than what it should be for the one who lives in faith, who presses on, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. For our citizenship is in heaven, observes Paul, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. So rejoice in him always, adds Paul. Again, I will say it, rejoice. The Lord is at hand, do not be anxious about anything, and the peace of God which passes all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Wow. May this, Paul's inspiration born of Christ in the face of all that continues to threaten and trouble, inspire us still. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.